Hello, thanks for calling. How may I help you?
Good day. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jason speaking. May I know what kind of help do you require?
Good day, Jason. I have an account with you guys, but I'm going to need to speak to somebody who deals with accounts.
Okay, and may I know your name, please?
Diva, I need to talk to someone.
Okay, and
I don't need to speak to Dave anymore.
what do you need to talk about, please?
I need to speak with someone who's able to understand what I'm saying. I've been paying money towards someone on your in your company, and I'm consistently. I think I was speaking to you online, the computer,
Yes, I believe yes,
and
and I looked into your account and
I think
recently you
speaking more
came
to you.
back. Yes, you recently
I
came
think
back
what
to
I'm
us.
going. Yes,
Yes,
no, I
please
did
go
not
ahead.
recently come back to you all. Jason, I did not recently come back to you guys. You've been telling me a lot of stuff. I've been dealing with Peter. One moment. Just one moment. Yes, I
Yes,
gave
please
you
go
guys
ahead.
the opportunity with y'all, and I dealt with you and Peter. You
Mm
had a problem with Peter because he went online and he was extorting people, all kind of stuff. Now I'm in a position where I've been telling y'all I need y'all to deal with stuff for me, and nobody's studying me. Then y'all not gonna tell me that there's a VPN that needs to be put in place. I didn't find out about the VPN until I called y'all because I realized there was no work being done after Peter left. After I finally get the VPN going, y'all are slowly but surely doing the work, and I'm asking what's going on. Y'all say you have a new policy with semester exams. Now you come back again and say my thing is incomplete, even though I spoke to Dave and he told me it would be completing these things. Then they apologize because of the unprofessionality that I was dealing with because nobody called me back after the dealings with Peter. This is probably the most disgusting treatment I've ever received by any company. This is the first time and definitely the last time. I would like to speak to Mr. Baliu, who I've been sending money to. If I do not get to speak to anybody, I will be reporting. So I suggest you, because I don't like to report, I suggest you put me on to somebody I could talk to seriously. I don't want to go that road with nobody.
Listen to me. First of all, listen to me. Let's get your facts straight, okay?
Like,
So here's the thing.
I can
Here's the
tolerate
thing.
how you're talking
Yes,
respectfully, and I'm
if
going to
you
talk.
won't
If you
listen
want to
to
talk
me,
to me, you better talk to me. You better come nice. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Speak professionally with me, because I've been really professional with all you, and I've been fucking around with you. I don't like
you are
people
not
talking to me.
talking to me in a professional manner. If you won't listen to me, I won't
Yes,
talk to you.
professional
That's
has
it.
walked the
You
fuck
can't
out
do
the door
anything
now.
about it. Okay?
I can't do nothing about it, love.
If you want to speak like a rational person, like a mature person, I can do that with you. But if you don't, I can, go ahead and connect you with the compliance department, and then let me reassure you, they'll be dealing with you in their own matter. Right? And that won't be good for you. Because I'm talking to you, I'm getting to a solution, I'm trying to get to a solution, but you are here shouting at me.
Because I've been speaking to you guys professionally for the last couple months, and you guys have been dodging me. You've been telling me you've been in umpteenth amount of meetings, and there's no conversation. How would you feel
Okay,
if
so
I
listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me.
No, no, Jason,
You paid. Listen, I am understanding your situation right now, but you have to listen to me first. You paid $500, and we had a deal with Dave, right?
no, I didn't. No, I didn't. I
Okay.
paid.
For $750.
To Peter.
For.
I paid $900 to Peter. He told me to send it to Mr. BJBA something. I can check my PayPal. I made the payment to go ahead and begin the work. That was around Christmas time, that kind of time. The work was getting done. All of a sudden, things slowed down. I noticed. I met called. No one answered. I called again. I called here. They told me somebody else will be onto my account. I get Dave. Dave told me there's been a problem. Peter is basically been caught up, and I've been seeing the stuff on y'all website with the reviews.
Mm-hmm.
When I finally find out about that, he says, I apologize for not communicating, and this, that, and the third, we go handle it from our end. Handle it from y'all end. They said that they're really sorry for this and that. Who else was in it? Elvin. Elvin apologized too. And I was like, I could understand and I respect that. Thank you for telling me something other than not telling me nothing at all.
I understand. I understand. I'm not denying anything. We got your work. And your semesters were completed, right?
$940-something for the VPN that nobody told me about until I started to call because I saw no work going in, and y'all saying that there's some work in your IP. I send y'all the whole $900-something. Peter, I mean, he didn't come back again. He's like, we changed our policy for this thing, da 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 da. I'm like, okay, my dad speaks about it because he's seeing how much money is going out, and he's like, this is ridiculous. So because he's fearful of scamming, he's like, we will put down $500, and I put down $450 because my bank had a problem with going through to this account. So they allowed me to send $450 to y'all, and I was going to plan to put the next $250 after completion of semester 8 exam. That's what was going to happen. And Dave agreed, which is in our screenshots in the chats.
Mm-hmm.
So this is mind-boggling to me. Now you're saying there's another policy. Am I saying
Dave told you that you came to Dave for five of your semester exams, right?
No. We were, mind you, look, we were on semester five in exams. Do you understand what I'm saying? Peter had completed semester 1, 2, 3, 4. Five had to be done. Semester five exam had to be done. Semester six exam had to be done. Semester seven exam had to be done. And semester eight has to be done. Semester five and six have been completed. Seven and eight are still outstanding because courses have not been completed, nor has any of the experts been doing any of the things that they said that they were going to do.
This is what I'm trying to communicate to you, that you said that you want all five of your semester exams completed, right?
No, I did not.
I quoted you $750 for the semester exams. $200 per exam. $200 per exam. That was the deal.
Sir, I saw the screenshot. There's a screenshot in the phone that says $180. That's how much he charged me for a semester exam. I'm not lying.
Exactly. That is okay. And even for that amount, it is for a semester exam, not for a complete semester. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That is for an exam, not for a complete semester. If you're going to do your complete semester, that won't cost you $180. Do you know how much we charge for a semester? Do you have any idea about that?
Sir, I think you're just now starting to know the thing with money because you're not saying anything with sense. I already got sent a contract by Peter. Dave has agreed. Elvin has agreed. Like, I don't know where you are in the conversation, but it seems like you either are not being put in the loop or I'm being lied to.
Okay, how about this? Let's just wait for Dave to get back here, and I'll ask him to call you right away and sort this out as soon as possible.